At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hour three of the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. And joining us now is one of our favorite college football analysts to go to, Danny Cannell. Check out betonline.ag for updated college football playoff win totals, conference Heisman, and college football week one lines. And Danny, happy football season and welcome in here to 105.3 The Fan. How the heck are you?
I am phenomenal. Could not be better. We had a nice little appetizer weekend of week zero with five really good games. Now we got a full slate kicking off Thursday night, man. I am fired up. And I think this is the most exciting, like, uncertain college football season entering with so many teams with question marks, a quarterback starting, turnover on rosters. I think this thing is wide open, so I cannot wait to watch it unfold.
Yeah, and an incredible start, 11 a.m. for us, Ohio State hosting Texas. Where do the Longhorns fit into that, you know, fascinating puzzle that you were talking about?
They're one of many. I mean, that's actually the big question mark is, you know, it's obviously it's Arch Manning. How does he step in for Quinn Ewers? But there's also a lot of other production that was lost, you know, along the offensive line. Matthew Golden gets drafted. But the one thing that you feel pretty good about, if you're Steve Sarkisian or if you're a Texas Longhorn fan, is he has been developing this program through recruiting where you've got a really, really good stable of players to go to. They're just some of them are inexperienced. And, you know, the one thing they do have going for them is Pete Kwiatkowski on the defensive side of the ball has done a phenomenal job as defensive coordinator. And you've got Sark, one of the best offensive minds in the game. So I feel like they're not going anywhere anytime soon. But I do think the obvious question mark is what is Arch Manning going to be?
Yeah, and it's really both, to your point, quarterbacks in this game with Saiyan and Arch Manning. But I think for me, Danny, it is that defense that you alluded to with the horns. I think that's what's going to make the difference. Anthony Hill Jr., Colin Simmons, Michael Taft, Muhammad. Do you think that that is what's going to tilt the edge in Texas' favor? Do you like the Buckeyes at home?
So I'm torn on this one. I went the other day and I did a breakdown, like position by position, and I had – Texas had the edge at quarterback. I gave them a slight edge because at least we've seen Arch Manning a little bit. I had him question. I had him the advantage on defense. I gave a slight edge to Ohio State along the offensive line, but that could be ever so slight. I gave a slight edge to wide receiver at Ohio State, in large part because Jeremiah Smith, I think, is the best football player on the field. But, like, it was neck and neck across the board. I think that's why the odds makers have it as a 2.5-point line, right? That's the home field advantage is worth 3 points. So they're essentially saying this is an even matchup too. You know, I asked the question, what do you think Arch Manning is going to be? That to me is the great unknown. Like, I think his upside is very clearly there. He's one of the most talented young quarterbacks that we've seen come up. but he's also one of the most talked about, one of the most highly publicized quarterbacks, where it's almost like I feel bad for him because the expectations are so astronomically over the top. It's like, how does he possibly live up to him? And if I've seen over the course of history, one thing I've learned, it doesn't matter who you are, how many stars you have behind your name, there is going to be a learning curve. Like, there's going to be some bumpy moments. The question I have is, can Arch Manning eliminate those from happening in the first game of his big career on the road against a really good team that probably has just as much talent as they do? That, to me, would sort of neutralizes that. So I lean towards Ohio State, but ever so slightly, and it's because of the home field advantage. I would probably, if I was going to back Ohio State, I'd probably take the money line and just say they win in a really tight game. But I do like Texas for those 2.5 points, because I think this one is a super tight game.
We're talking with Danny Cannell here. Imagine Arch without the name Manning on the back of his jersey and everything that comes with that. How much would we know about him? How much hype would be there on just what the players put out?
I mean, there's a lot of five-star quarterbacks. I mean, Dante Moore is a five-star quarterback who started his career at UCLA, and now he's, you know, he went to Oregon, sat out a year, and now he's getting another opportunity at Oregon. Like, there's so many five-star quarterbacks that come out, and you just, they don't come in with the fanfare. Like, I cannot recall, I've been covering this sport for 15 years, I cannot recall another player there's been this much hysteria around. Like, Johnny Manziel had some of it, but nobody knew who he was when he was, becoming the starter at A&M. He was a relative unknown, and then he burst on the scene, and the hysteria comes after he wins the Heisman. Tebow was a pretty big name, but I felt like his hysteria, kind of blew up after they won the national championship and he was splitting reps. I have to go outside the sport of football to LeBron James. It's really the last person I can recall that's come in with this much hype and attention around him. And the thing I feel is I feel kind of bad for Arch because he's not asking for any of it. And if anything, he's downplaying it. I mean, I love the way he's handled himself. I love the way he announced his commitment to Texas with just a tweet. Didn't do any podium, with the multiple hats and try to pull the old rope-a-dope. He just said, I'm going to Texas. That was it. Has kind of kept his head, down the last couple years, been waiting for his turn. I love the way he's been handled it, but I have not seen anybody with this type of expectations heaped on him.
What do we need to know about this Ohio State quarterback, Julian Sain?
So he's another guy that is a much, a highly recruited quarterback who went to Alabama. He was a prize recruit coming out. And then obviously Nick Saban retires, so he's like, wait a second, I didn't sign up for this. So he makes the move to Columbus. Everything you've heard about him since the minute he stepped on campus there last January has been positive. Like, there were some people that thought he could challenge Will Howard last season, but I thought that would have been a mistake. And Will Howard, obviously, history is worth looking at when Will Howard goes out and wins a national championship. But I do think he's a really, really super talented quarterback. I don't think he has the upside or the natural ability that Arch Manning has. Is a little bit smaller in stature, probably not quite as good of a runner. I think that was even one of the reasons why there was a quarterback competition with his backup now, Lincoln Kienholz, because Kienholz is more of an athletic guy, more of a runner. And I think Ryan Day got a glimpse of Will Howard last year running the ball a little bit, seeing what dimension that adds. And that's truly what excites me about Arch Manning. We've seen a little bit of his legs, something that Quinn Ewers didn't get to, that I really think could open up another dimension of the Texas offense.
Danny, in the battle of Tigers, which Tiger quarterback do you like the best on Saturday night?
I trust Cade Klubnik a little bit more than Garrett Nussmeier. Nussmeier had a little bit of the interception bug. Again, another guy who, even though he waited 3 or 4 years to be the starter, he had a few games where he stumbled in because he struggled with interceptions. When they lost to Texas A&M on the road, he had a few boneheaded interceptions. A couple other spots on the road, he struggled to come up with the big throws. So I trust Cade Klubnik. But even saying that, my mind kind of goes back to last year, week 1.
Sure, exactly.
He looked like a deer in the headlights against Georgia.
Yeah.
But I really like the way he bounced back after that one. And he definitely padded his stats against weaker competition in the ACC all year long. But I think you could ask Texas fans. I thought he played against Texas in the playoffs really good. Maybe as good as any quarterback against Texas' defense that they saw all season. And even in the ACC championship game, I thought he put it together. And he's got one of the best wide receiving cores in the country. So I trust probably his supporting cast. He's more mobile than Garrett Nussmeier. I do have some questions and concerns for Garrett Nussmeier's protection. He is sort of a throwback pocket passer where Klubnik really started to lean on his legs a little bit about halfway through the season last year, and it really kind of opened up some things for him, playing more confidence and realizing he can get outside the pocket and make some plays. So I lean a little bit more towards Cade Klubnik over Garrett Nussmeier.
Danny, when it comes to a team like Texas Tech, how do you expect that experiment to go with the way they've thrown a bunch of money at the roster? It feels like it's Big 12 championship boom or bust.
Yeah, I mean, I've talked to a lot of people that are, you know, close with the Texas Tech program, that are fans of the program, and the expectation is, you know, it's Arlington or bust. Like, they're going to the Big 12 championship, and they want to make it to the playoffs. And I think if you ask Cody Campbell, the booster, the billionaire booster who's been backing that squad, I think he'd probably say the same thing. He's been footing the bill for a lot of this roster. That's the expectation, which is kind of unique because I think it does put Joey McGuire, the head coach, in kind of an interesting situation, because if you're 8-4, which is still a pretty good season, are you potentially on the hot seat? Like, and I don't think it's a crazy question to ask because of the roster that he's been given. They have boosted up specifically the defensive side of the ball. They got a guy in David Bailey from Stanford who's a really good pass rusher. I know they've also focused on some other spots along the defensive line. They got a transfer in from Georgia Tech who was really good. But the thing that kind of is interesting is their win total is still 8.5, which, by the way, is the highest win total of any team in the Big 12, which speaks to the parity and the depth of the league. But I am very curious to see how this unfolds. Their three toughest games are all on the road, which concerns me some for them to be able to take that on the road, as well as Baron Morton. Their quarterback has been really injured a lot. He's been playing through a lot of pain, and he, you know, and banged up last year with a shoulder injury, misses the spring to get it taken care of. Mildly concerned about him, but obviously Texas Tech staff feels good, because if they wouldn't have been confident in him, they easily could have gone out and bought a quarterback, but they feel really good about theirs, and he's been really solid for them.
Danny Cannell with us here on The Fan. Are your Noles being disrespected at home against Bama, or are you taking the Crimson Tide and the points?
Oh, man. So now you're hitting home. Like, this is a hard question for me to answer as you asked about my Noles. So they're not being disrespected because they sucked last year. They were a 2-win team. It was the worst, the worst season I can recall, the worst season I've ever seen. For the first time in program history, they lost to Duke. They lost at home to Memphis and Boston College. It was abysmal. The only reason I might snatch up those points is Alabama is coming in and they're on the road. I think the weather could come into play, which is here how I feel me like begging for stuff to like talk myself into this one. But there is an 80% chance of rain, which I do think helps Florida State. Alabama's offensive and defensive line are mammoth. I think Florida State will come out and give their best punch. I think it is hang on for dear life in those first half. If they can keep it close, I think that is a massive edge, because this is a team that's been fractured mentally. Last year, they got shellacked. They need some confidence. If they can keep it close at halftime, which I think they can, because they've got a new defensive strategy. They got a new defensive coordinator who's running a 3-3-5 that I think they can throw some wrinkles at Ty Simpson, Alabama's quarterback, to kind of keep him on his heels a little bit, maybe force a turnover. He hasn't exactly silenced any critics. He's still very new to this position, just getting named the starter a couple weeks ago. And I do think the X factor is Thomas Castellanos, the quarterback they brought in from Boston College. While I don't think he's the answer for Florida State, he can make something out of nothing. He is a scrambling quarterback, sort of like a Kyler Murray type of player. He has been prone to make some interceptions and kind of force the ball at times, but I think they're going to harp on him to trust his legs, and Gus Malzahn might have some tricks on his lead to keep this close. So I'm going to take the 13.5 points, but I do not love it. I almost feel like I have to as a Florida State guy, but I'm going to go ahead and take those points as a home dog.
Hey, Danny, what game is Penn State going to lose to ruin their season? Is it early against Oregon? Is it going to be the Ohio State game? Which game are we going to be talking about Penn State all year, and then all of a sudden they become Penn State?
So you won't hear in the first three games, where they have the easiest first three games of anybody in the country, including starting against Nevada this weekend as a 45.5 point favorite. They're going to have to wait a while to get truly tested. I do think so. I'm a believer. Maybe this is a step of faith for me to take, to say I'm a believer in Penn State, because I got to believe that they're going to change the narrative. And that James Franklin record versus top five opponents is 1-15. Like, there's a reason they get mocked and criticized, because they haven't been able to win the big one. But here's why I'm buying in. And this almost feels like if it's not this year, when is it ever going to be for Penn State? Because not only do they have a lot of, you know, pieces returning, they've got Drew Aller back. They've got the two backs in the backfield in Singleton and Allen. They've got a defense that they went out and got the defensive coordinator from the defending national championship, Ohio State Buckeyes. They pay him a boatload to come in. They've got all these pieces returning, but they also have the perfect storm because everybody else has question marks. Ohio State has question marks. Oregon has question marks. Michigan's starting a true freshman at quarterback. Like, if it's not now for James Franklin and Penn State, when is it ever going to get smoother for them? So that combined with, I do think Drew Aller takes that next step forward as a quarterback. I think his third year starting is the charm for him when he finally steps on the, up on that big stage. But I really think it's a two-game schedule for him. You mentioned it. It's the two games at Ohio State, which I think they could lose. But I think they ultimately beat Oregon at home. I think they get to the Big Ten title games. I think they beat Ohio State in that game. They make it to the playoffs. And I've actually got them taking the same path that Michigan did, that Ohio State did, the last two big national title champs. I think they close the door and they end that chapter of James Franklin, and he knocks that door down and silences a lot of his critics.
Is there a team that you like that's under the radar that could be this year's Indiana?
Yeah, I kind of like Iowa. Now, again, like, I liked Indiana. I thought they were a darling story. I never thought they could win the national championship. And I would put Iowa in that category, too. The reason I like them is they have had some of the most atrocious quarterback play over the last 7 or 8 years that you have seen across college football. And yet, with that being said, they're still around 8 or 9 wins. Like, Kirk Ferentz is one of the longest tenured, most respected coaches in all of college football. And this defensive coordinator, Phil Parker, is an absolute genius. They are always good on the defensive side of the ball, and they've been able to win despite of it. They're getting a transfer quarterback named Mark Gronowski, who has won 2 national titles at South Dakota State, including winning National Player of the Year at that level, essentially the Heisman Trophy for that level. He is a difference maker. He's a guy who's accounted for over 100 touchdowns in his career. He brings a wealth of experience. And finally, I think Kirk Ferentz gets some stable quarterback play. And if he gets average quarterback play, it'll be an upgrade. I think Gronowski could be pretty good. So I've got them as that team that could make that title, or not the title run, but that playoff run out of Iowa.
Danny Cannell brought to you by Bet Online. Thank you so much, man. Enjoy the week, and we'll look to catch up with you soon.
Absolutely. Appreciate the time as always, guys. Enjoy the games this weekend.
Salute. There he goes. Danny Cannell again, brought to you by betonline.ag. This penalty shootout with Manchester United and Grimsby Town, insane. It went 12-11 before it went final in favor of Grimsby. Ooh, soccer's fourth division in England, upsetting Manchester United. Wow. And soccer Twitter is burning.
12-11.
Yeah.
That's wild.
Yeah, man, amazing. United could have won it with their fifth kick, but they missed. And then it went to, you know, match sudden death. And it was incredible watching it play out there on the Gamecaster. All right, what's coming up next, Chief?
We got a little Woolchuck's finest.
Woolchuck.
A little DFF.
A little daily. Yeah, DFF.
What's next, Woolchuck?
Daily football fix, trade, suspension, and...
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut.
An artist.
An actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW. Countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen.
Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
In jail time.
Yeah, buddy, welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Segment's brought to you by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you or a loved one's injured in a car or truck wreck, call the Frankels first. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. 214 or 817-333-3333. Jump online at frankelfirm.com. Also brought to you by Cars for Kids. 972 texts in, said, my old boss was from Grimsby. It's a tiny bleephole fishing town that smells just like it sounds. And they eliminated Manchester United from the tournament there, the in-season tournament they got going on, the Carabao Cup or whatever they renamed it to. Skip in Sunnyvale texted me and said Grimsby is a club based in Cleethorpes, northeast Lincolnshire, fourth division. So biggest upset we've had in sports in a long time. Here's the Chief.
All right, and here's the bully.
Two for two now.
Hey, this is beautiful. We get confused a lot. I think on Twitter it happens all the time. People are tagging you. People tag me for the Stephen Jones question. I'm like, that wasn't me. I got to give respect to Eric on that.
It's about time you start owning that.
But then people are tagging you for the Hawke stuff, and I got to take ownership of that one.
Yeah.
So, hey, we get flip-flopped a lot.
And people tag me in a lot of like, hey, hell of a job on the draft show stuff. And I'm like, hey, thank you. I appreciate that. I work really, really hard for it. So
hours of tape.
Just nothing but tape, dude.
Yeah. Just the ones that say that, hey, you missed on this guy, then you can say that wasn't me.
That's when I revert it back over to
you. Sorry about that one. YouTube has reached a short-term extension with Fox to avoid the service disruption for YouTube TV subscribers. So this is a big win. The two sides are going to continue working on a new long-term agreement. But for those of you that are ready to just sit down and college football your balls off on Saturday, don't worry. You're going to be able to watch Texas Ohio State at 11 a.m.
That's right.
Thanks to a short-term agreement. I don't know what short-term means. That could be a week. That could be the college football season.
It's got to be the season. I think it's got to be the season.
We're going season.
Yeah.
And if it's wrong, you direct everything at Eric Giafalo.
This is Zach Wolchuk.
Not me. The Cowboys will place Phil Maffa and Kalen Carson on IR/returnable. C.J. Goodwin and Hakeem Adeniji are now signed to the active roster per Calvin Watkins of the Dallas Morning News. So that is official. We also have SMU's own Rashee Rice. He is being suspended officially without pay for the first six games of the season for the NFL's personal conduct policy. So he is eligible for reinstatement Monday, October 13th, but plan accordingly in your fantasy football drafts.
Yeah, I mean, it felt like he was already slipping, at least in the one draft we did. He slipped pretty good.
And I was considering every time, I'm like, should I?
Yeah,
but
should I?
You just don't know.
That unknown is tough.
But if you end up getting that receiver room looking good, hey, come week seven, you're feeling great about the return of Rashee Rice, because that could be a wide receiver one for you.
Oh, for sure.
Adam Thielen, former wide receiver one, is going back to where it all started, the Minnesota Vikings, as Carolina, the Panthers, are giving the veteran a chance to finish his career in the state he was born, raised, and played most of his NFL career. Carolina getting a 2026 fifth-round draft pick and a 2027 fourth-round pick. with the Vikings getting Adam Thielen and a conditional 7th and 5th round pick as well. So good for Thielen, and they needed a little bit more insurance because Jordan Addison suspended the first three games of the season.
Still getting it done pretty good, 35 years old.
Still a good receiver. I remember that Cowboys game a couple of years ago. He was really giving Jordan Lewis some fits that day. Tom Brady is going to get more access in the role at Fox. I guess the NFL is saying, you know what?
That was terrible, Tom. What do you need to be better?
Yeah. And week 3, by the way, is going to be Brady's first Cowboy game. Bears-Cowboys is his first one that he's doing for Fox. So we got to wait until week 3 to get it. Why are you looking at me like that?
Brady didn't do a game last year with the Cowboys?
This season. This year.
Oh, this year.
For this year.
I was about to say, it kind of felt like I heard you
say. Oh, he did. He opened the season with the Browns.
Yeah.
But this 2025 season, okay. First game.
Gotcha.
Bears. And he's going to be able to meet with Shoddy and Dak and CD and Micah.
It's just insider trading, bro.
I think so, too.
It's like he just gets to do whatever he wants.
Like, his role with the Raiders seems pretty heavy. Like, he is in the decision-making.
Oh, no, he's in the middle of all that.
And so now he's going
to
get...
He gets to pick the brain of the good and the bad.
And build a relationship with impending free agents. Like, if I'm another owner, I'm thinking to myself... What are we doing, NFL? I mean, get Brady the hell out of here. I get it. He looks good. He's a handsome man. Screw him.
It's the power of the networks. Probably carry, I don't know, one of the biggest sticks.
All the money.
And the whole dynamic.
Jags are trading for...
You think their stick's bigger than Tom's?
Absolutely not. Is that a serious question?
Maybe.
I mean,
Tom's stick is pretty...
It's heavy.
I mean, he can go wherever he wants, whenever he wants.
Ask Giselle.
I mean, were Fox executives at the Bezos wedding? I don't know. Brady was.
That's a good question.
With his big stick.
And he was definitely using it.
He had a hell of a summer.
It sounded like it. I mean, Sydney Sweeney.
The other one.
Sofia Vergara.
Yeah, there you go.
Then some model that I don't know who she is, but pictures looked good.
On Brady's dating app, what do you think he sets like the age barometers? It feels like he's going...
Like 21 to 50?
Probably too young. You know, I think you're probably going 25 to 35.
Okay, so he's not full Leonardo DiCaprio.
No.
Because Leo cuts him off. What's the age for him, 25?
Yeah, 25, 25th birthday.
He's 18 to 25.
Wow.
Yeah, but he's also on the different separate, like, celebrity apps. So he's probably bumping that 35 number on, like, your run-of-the-mill app. Mm-hmm. He's taking that up to probably 60. Because he's dealing with the celebs.
Yeah, we're all trying to find our Halle Berrys out there and our Jane Seymours.
I mean, we were just talking about the maturity difference of Baker Mayfield and Jameis Winston from like early 20s to mid to late 20s. It's profound.
It is.
You know, I think there would be an annoying factor, and there's plenty of, you know, drop dead gorgeous women 25 plus. Let's just put it that way.
Mm-hmm. A lot of redheaded baddies out there. Shout out to Medford. Kyle Hamilton signing a 4-year extension worth over $100 million to become the highest paid safety in the National Football League. Good for him, man. He's leapfrogging Kirby Joseph, our friend on the nosebleed seats, who earns $21.25 million per year. Now you've got Kyle Hamilton, I think well-deserved. I mean, this guy's a Swiss Army knife for a team that we believe, Ryan and I, were in this in cahoots together. Best roster in the NFL, baby. Yep,
think so.
Are we putting it in Baltimore? Our Super Bowl pick?
I picked them yesterday. Ravens. The other day when we did that, right?
Ravens, Rams. Remember,
you guys were in, I think some people were saying Buffalo.
Just ram it.
Yeah, I'll go, if we're doing non-Chiefs stuff, I'll go Buffalo.
Yeah, just, you know, because we could all pick the Chiefs. And would it be surprised? We've never been to a Super Bowl and the Chiefs haven't been there.
Yeah, but I just don't know if it's a thing now. Everybody's picking the Broncos to win the dang division. I think picking the Chiefs now is you're in the minority.
No, I still would pick the Chiefs to go farther than the Broncos in the playoffs, even if I'm taking the Broncos to win the division.
Fair enough.
Is that okay?
That's fine.
I think Baltimore's your Super Bowl.
I'm looking at the rule sheet.
I'm going to pick the Baltimore.
The rule sheet says that's fine.
That's okay. I'm allowed to do that. Like, Baltimore wins Denver wins the division, but the Chiefs beat their ass in the wild card round.
Yeah, in Denver. Yeah.
Sorry about that. Best bargain free agents at each NFL position. I'm going to scrap this one because a lot of these guys have been signed. Moving on to the next thing that we've got. Terry McLaurin, we got the numbers on this contract. And I was reading an article. Washington was really worried about how their offense was going to look without Terry McLaurin. So they're like, oh my gosh, we got to get this deal done. Well, no bleep. Are you kidding me? You just what happened? You just woke up. I had an epiphany. Our offense isn't any good without Terry McLaurin. Did you not know this the entire offseason? If we didn't have him on our team, we're not going to feel very good about what we can do.
They thought they were going to be fine up until Noah Brown got banged up.
That's
and they were
true.
Like, okay, now we actually do need Terry McLaurin. You know, who knows? Maybe Jalen Lane was going to be a guy that really stepped up in a big way. Maybe Colson Yankoff was going to be a guy that really showed up in a big way as well.
Hey, do not disparage the Yankoff family. They are good people.
I mean, he's a four-string pass catcher.
And he can play.
Not as well as Terry McLaurin.
No, not at all. $29 million per year is what the breakdown is. 3-year extension worth $87 million base. He's getting $44 million guaranteed. They're converting to $50 million in April of 2027. A lot of other numbers that I don't even want to go over here. He's got incentives and blah, 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 yada, yada. This stuff just goes over my head. But big news, the $30 million signing bonus he's putting in the back pocket, and he's cashing it going to the bank today. So congratulations to Terry McLaurin.
Yeah, he's an all-time good guy, really good player for them, dealt with the like one of the worst organizations in sports for many years, was always productive, bad quarterbacks, bad franchise, bad everything. Heck yeah, you reward him.
All right, here's the newest person who's going to become somebody's biatch in prison.
Uh-oh.
Jay Cutler. Yeah.
No.
What? NFL
prison?
Quarterback Jay Cutler's going to serve a jail sentence for his DUI charge that he got last year, and he is somebody that is going to be totally bleeped with.
Well, I got
to
think.
Unless
I mean,
he's going to like the sexy jail.
He might be kind of a hoss, though. I don't know. This is just regular DUI jail. This isn't federal.
Is he going where the Chrisleys were going? Because if you listen to the Chrisley guy, he was getting like fast food and all kinds of stuff in jail. It didn't sound like jail.
No, this is just three days.
There's levels to this.
This is 3 days away from the family, kicking the feet up, watching ball, talking ball, and probably eating whatever he wants.
Yeah, he's going to have 4 days that he's serving. He's also got to pay a fine of $350. He's got to forfeit a gun and give up his Tennessee license. He's also going to be on unsupervised probation for 1 year and attend a DUI safety class. He's going into jail a month from now.
Made, one of the biggest mistakes in the game. I'm surprised he's still making it at this age, but the old booze and with a pistol in the car, that's gonna require a little bit of time.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Woolchuck.
Thank you.
All right, we got Jared Sandler coming up here. We're talking about the Rangers now, winners of 4 of 5. What's on tap for tonight? Pregame coming up at 6:30, and we're back.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Sands right here to the G-Bag Nation, the fan. Thank you very much, Lucius. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan, and Jared Sandler joining us now, brought to you by Blue Nail Roofing. And a good afternoon, Sands. How the heck are you?
What's up, fellas?
Well, Corbin was dialed last night, huh? That was amazing.
Golly, yeah, he was great. The same way the Angels have given Jacob deGrom some challenges, Patrick Corbin's kind of dominated the Angels this year. That was much needed. I used the example after and post game after in 2023. So DeGrom, April 28th, walks off the mound against the Yankees. He ended up not pitching again the rest of the year. I don't know that we knew that was going to be the case in that moment, but it certainly was ominous. And then the next day we learned he was going on the IL, and Nathan Eovaldi had a complete game shutout against the Yankees. It was just kind of like an energy morale boost. It's not apples to apples. That was in April. This is in August. Circumstances much different for sure, but it just seemed like, you know, with the grim news yesterday with Eovaldi, getting that type of performance from Patrick Corbin certainly helped boost morale. And it was just a reminder. I understand fans are, you know, probably pretty down on the Rangers' chances of coming back and making the playoffs. But, you know, they got the games on the schedule, so you may as well play them. They've got really good pitching, and if they can get the offense going, then maybe they can make it interesting.
Evo going to be around doing his leadership thing while he's injured?
Yeah, for sure. I'd be surprised if he didn't travel. I imagine he'll be there and doing everything he can, rehabbing as much as he's able to rehab while he's with the team, and then just being a presence and helping out however he can.
What do you make of his long-term injury concern now with three in a season?
Yeah, it's a fair question. Obviously, he's not getting any younger. Maybe he's not a guy you can rely on to give you 200 innings, 180 innings, but, you know, hopefully you keep him healthy and maybe you just have to monitor things next year and, you know, be smart. And if you can have him, you know, ready for August, September, and October, then you feel good about it. So maybe, you know, in April, May, June, you just play it a little more conservatively. It's always tough because these guys want to play when they're healthy. And so it's tough to, you know, just say, hey, we're going to skip your start because, well, we just think it's the right thing to do, even if, you know, there's nothing that is giving them a reason to. But maybe in this case, you know, you just got to be smart and, play it conservatively. So I guess we'll see. But, you know, at the end of the day, I think the Rangers are hopeful that he'll be able to recover from this and, come back next year and be ready to go and presumably start on opening day.
Do you think this spot can be Jacob Lantz for the rest of the season, or are they going to look externally at a guy like our old buddy Andrew Heaney?
Yeah, I'd be surprised. Well, I shouldn't say surprised. I don't know that the Rangers are eager to add money right now because I think there's a chance that if things go south, maybe they would look to cut money to stay under the luxury tax. You know, I know you asked CY last week, I think, about where the Rangers are, and he kind of mentioned it's tough to pin down because of some of the intangible costs that I guess could be variable based on results and whatnot. But it's possible. I think they'd rather see what Jacob Lats could do. And he might not be a guy that you rely on to give you seven innings, but, you know, if he can give you five innings or you can, you know, go into a game with the hope and expectation that he can give you five innings, then, you know, I think they can work with that. I think they can play with that. I guess if they have a few good games, not only tonight, but then beginning Sacramento, and they feel like, gosh, you know, we're just not sure if we have enough. I guess it's possible, my guess is it's not likely, but, you know, I think that to fully comment on that would need to have a better understanding of the financial situation, which you know, like I just said, it's kind of tough to fully understand where they are. But the sense I get is that they're not rushing to add money right now.
Are you hearing that it is a real possibility that the Orioles could be open to moving Adley Rutschman? And are the Rangers a team that would be serious players if that opportunity opened itself?
Yeah, I saw that. I think so. I'll try to break this down as simply as possible, because it's always tough to, you know where teams stand on trade things. But one, you know, the Orioles are loaded with a catching spot. You know, they just drafted a catcher in the first round this year. They have Samuel Basayo, who they just called up and signed to an 8-year extension. Adley Rutschman's 27, and, you know, he's having the worst year of his career. And they're going to eventually have to, you know, pay him even more. And I don't know, you know, if they want to do that with all the money that they just invested in Basayo with, you know, the catching depth they have organizationally. So, leg one, yeah, it would make sense that they would be open to that. Leg two of this is, well, do the Rangers need catching? And I think the answer is yes. I think the Rangers would definitely be open and eager to add catching depth, especially major league proven catching depth. And, you know, maybe they could, I don't want to say get him at a discount, but the reality is he is, like I mentioned, having the worst year of his career. His batting average, on base, slug, all down. And I don't think the Orioles are just going to get rid of him. And, you know, they're probably going to fight that discount that teams might look for. And then that's the third part is what's the cost going to be? And how do the Rangers line up as a trade partner compared to some of the other teams? You know, the Giants are a team that they've kind of been searching for a catcher since Buster Posey left. And now Buster Posey's back as the GM. And you know that, you know, he's going to absolutely value catching. And they've got, you know, some interesting depth in their farm system to maybe line up and make a move. So, Zach, I absolutely think the Rangers are going to be interested. Are they going to be the team that lines up the best? It's tough to say, but I imagine that they'll make some calls and there'll be some conversations about that possibility.
Hey, Jared, this might be a tough question, but I think it was Bob Nightingale was talking about Bruce Bochy and him maybe just stepping down himself because there were some questions about Bob Melvin in San Francisco that maybe that he would try and go that direction. Does that kind of stuff get into your guys' circles and the clubhouse and things like that?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely, you know, it's been known all year that Boch is in the last year of his deal, and I think there have been questions consistently, you know, is he going to come back, is he not, and, you know, what it might look like depending on that answer. And, you know, the reality is he is still in the last year of his contract. There has not been any type of conversation publicly about him coming back. So I would guess if Boch didn't come back that – if you were to keep managing, it would have to be a situation that would make a lot of sense because of relationships or experience. And, you know, I saw Bob Nightingale tie him to Buster in San Francisco. And,
sure,
you know, I don't think people would be incredibly shocked if, you know, if one day there, you know, was a reunion there. But, you know, I'm not sure where Boch is with that decision. But I do know that he still loves it. I don't get any sense that he's, you know, running out of steam and interested in just, you know, going back to Nashville and calling it quits and being a full-time grandpa. I think he loves being a grandfather, but I think he still has some, you know, some baseball juice left in him.
Non-Rangers question, but I saw you get in the weeds on this on Twitter a little bit. Cal Raleigh versus Aaron Judge for AL MVP. Who's your vote?
Yeah, Eric, it's tough for me right now. I'd love to give it to Cal Raleigh. I think it's a great story. But, I mean, Aaron Judge leads not just the American League, but Major League Baseball in batting average and on-base percentage and slugging percentage and OPS. He leads in weighted runs created plus. He leads in OPS plus. Those are some more maybe advanced offensive measurements, you know, if you're not satisfied with the traditional slash line. You look at WAR. His baseball reference WAR is almost a full win higher than Cal Raleigh's, and that factors in defense. His Fangraphs WAR is even with Cal Raleigh. So I know people are saying, well, Cal Raleigh's a catcher, and, you know, he should get credit for that. What, you know, the defensive measurement part of it does give him credit for that. And, you know, if you want to say, well, he's doing it, taking on a physical toll because he's catching, that's great. But that's, to me, not really what the award's about. It's, you know, Aaron Judge is 6'7". He takes on the physical toll of being 6'7" and playing in the outfield. And now he's having to play, you know, as a designated hitter the rest of the year, because he's playing through an injury that won't allow him to throw. So, I mean, I'd love to find reasons why Cal Raleigh is maybe more deserving. It's just really tough because anything statistically favors Aaron Judge, just about anything. And, you know, if you want to look at it like the value proposition that we always talk about, well, yeah, Cal Raleigh's indisputably valuable to the Mariners, but so is Aaron Judge. I mean, that's a team that would fall apart without Aaron Judge. So, to me, Cal Raleigh's having an incredible year, and he might break Aaron Judge's American League home run record, but it's really tough to, and the OPS, like all those slash line numbers, by the way, and the WRC plus, all that stuff I referenced, it's not like Aaron Judge is just barely ahead. His OPS is 150 points better than Cal Raleigh's. So like, you know, it's a pretty significant difference. I just think maybe it's like the LeBron and Jordan MVP discussions. You just get tired of, you know, the best player arguably, you know, getting that recognition, and they've got to do something incredible to, you know, not just become boring to you. But I think the reality is Aaron Judge is doing something incredible. The year he's having offensively is unlike a lot of offensive years we've seen in, you know, the last several decades. So for that reason, I think it would be tough for me, if I don't have a vote, but for me to not issue a vote for Aaron Judge.
You're the man, Stans. Appreciate you. Have a good one tonight, and we'll catch up with you on Friday.
All right, fellas. Sounds good. Take care.
Yeah, there he goes. At Jared Sandler on Twitter, a must follow for Rangers fans everywhere. The guys will get the day off tomorrow, hopefully at 68-67, finishing up the series tonight with the Angels. Then they'll be getting the A's for three, the Diamondbacks for three on the road before coming back home to host Houston Friday, September 5th. Hopefully it's about to get real fun. Okay, in addition to the finest coming up now, Chief.
Yes, sir. How young is this Cowboys roster? And we have our sports quote of the day next to the nation.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAFGiving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org/advisors.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.